All right, continuing on this Friday. And my next guest is Adam Carrington, assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. And it says an important case has been decided by the Supreme Court. They got the right result, but got there the wrong way. Professor, welcome back.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Always good to have you here, the fine folks at Hillsdale. You guys go-to folks when we want to break down, certainly, Supreme Court decisions. And we've got a whole bunch of big ones on the way involving things like the census and important issues facing America. But tell me about this case, why it got your attention, why you think it was the right result but the wrong reason.
Yeah, this was Nieves versus Bartlett, and what was interesting about it was a sort of weird free speech case, and the question that came up was, could the police arresting you violate your free speech rights? And there's a worry that, you know, you may be speaking at a rally or you may be at a protest, and the police will just arrest you because they don't like what you were saying and make up some trumped-up charges. And that's what someone accused an officer of doing here a few years ago. And why it caught my attention is, you know, on one hand, we want to protect people against the government shutting down their speech. And there's too many instances of that that we even see now with things like Masterpiece Cake Shop and other things. But what we also want to do is, you know, the police kind of need to make snap judgments. And sometimes it's going to look messy, but otherwise, how are they going to stop criminal activity? And what I thought the court did here was they got the right result. They actually sided for the police officers and said, you know, we've got to give them some slack when they're enforcing the law. But I thought that they gave too blanket slack to the police. And by doing so, they said, anytime the police can show probable cause, basically we'll let anything else slide. And that's where I think that they went a little too far in deference to the police and didn't give as much free speech protection as they should have.
So you think it's possible then we could have unintended consequences, is what you're telling me?
Yes, I think there, because basically what they said is you could be going after someone for their speech, but also say their taillights were out, and the police could get fairly blanket protection for the taillight. And what I'm, and I think there were some other opinions of the court that agreed with the result, but said, you know, probable cause is a good defense, but it shouldn't be a blanket defense. And I think, again, that just would balance. In other words, I think, they were right, but I think you need to give a little more free speech protection, especially in how highly politicized the environment is, especially when we have all these accusations of the FBI and other government agencies preying on political enemies. I think that's why we especially need to be more vigilant about free speech rights, even when the government is involved.
I agree with you on free speech and defending it, because I think that it's ever more under attack in this country, and I think it's unfortunate. Let me ask you this, Professor, while I've got you. As you look at some of the cases coming up, one of those being the citizenship question for the census, big case there. You've got other cases coming up that should be, tomorrow's June, right? So it's the big month for the Supreme Court. We've got decisions coming our way. What are some of the decisions you think might be most important?
I think the census question will be important for how the government can basically count its citizens. One I think that's going to be really interesting is going to be Kaiser versus Wilkie, which is sounds like a really boring bureaucracy case, but what it really comes down to is, are the courts going to let unelected bureaucrats basically write their own rules and then enforce them against American citizens?
They've been doing it for decades.
They're doing that already, and this is the court actually being open to pinning that back and making that happen less, and we'll see if they take up that opportunity.
I think that would be critical. You look at agencies like the EPA as an easy example. They write the rules, they write the penalties, and so unelected officials are able to the rules, which basically is a law, and they dictate what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, and then they have penalties. They can penalize you financially. They can penalize you by taking away your freedom. Can the EPA, if you violate, you know, environmental rules that they put forth, which are the same as laws, correct?
Right, and our founders fought very hard to separate legislative power, executive, and judicial, partly for better government, but also to protect against tyranny. because they had seen tyranny when a king or someone else combined them all together. And we've unlearned that piece of wisdom, and hopefully the court can reassert it in at least this little way.
Well, what do you think about the case in Maryland, the cross from the VFW, I believe, erected in 1925, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation trying to demand that a small town tear it down?
I think that the court's going to end up allowing the cross based on what I saw. But one thing that I think is interesting about that case is when we look at the founders, they talked about how religion was so important to cultivating virtue, cultivating citizens. We have the Northwest Ordinance that helped form Michigan, talking about the importance of religion and education. But even though I think they're going to uphold it, I think that the justices struggled to find to assert that principle. That in many ways they said, well, this is traditional, we've always done this, but I think we've lost the place that faith in God has in our public sphere, even among those who want to uphold the cross. And I think that's where it's going to be an interesting case. Have we lost the ability to argue like Washington did, that's really important for good democratic citizenship?
I think the thing that we're going to learn the most as well is how conservative are Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch? They've deviated some from their conservative resumes already in a couple of places, Gorsuch being a supporter of Indian rights more often and did that recently. But we'll see what happens with those two newest justices and how their careers begin to lay out. Professor, great having you here for sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
Adam Carrington, everybody, assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.